Hi, my name is John Skies, and you're listening to TAPS Talk, a podcast of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. With the medium and large ensemble band competitions taking place in just a few days, I wanted to re-release an old episode of TAPS Talk where we go in-depth on the role of competition in music education with some of our orchestra program directors. Now, the orchestra competition isn't until April 20th, and we have our vocal music competition on April 13th, but everything discussed in this episode really applies to all high school music education, at least I think it does, so I thought this would be nice to share again. So this is not a new episode, and if this format sounds a little different than what you're used to, maybe you only hear our weekly This Week in TAPS episodes, let me explain, briefly. We started audio production in TAPS back in 2019. Our original format involved short interviews sent in by people in TAPS, which I would then edit and publish. During the pandemic, we switched to a more narrative format. We would go more in-depth on a subject, bring in more sound, talk to more people, that kind of thing. Those shows are a lot of fun to make, but they take a long time to finish and require a lot more focus and attention. And quite frankly, we weren't getting much indication that people wanted to hear them. These days, we pretty much only do the shorter weekly shows, which you're probably used to in this feed. I think all of our narrative pieces are worth hearing. They are all in your feed. You just have to scroll back a ways, or you can find a playlist on our website. That's at taps.biz/talk. The one you're about to hear is longer than most, but that's because I included selections from the performances of the directors that we interviewed. I had a lot of fun making this episode. It really brought me back to listening to the radio with my grandfather when he would pick me up from school when I was a kid. All of this explanation is to ask you a favor. If you are still listening, if you like this format, these more in-depth narrative episodes, or if you have any feedback at all on our audio productions, please let us know. Our email address is talk@taps.biz. Thank you. Here's the episode.
It stresses a good thing, the right kind of stress, like learning how to prepare and to execute something at a high level.
Moms and dads just will be happy if you play anything. Oh, that's my baby, you know. When we get out and compete, we know that we're getting people who actually know.
Without some kind of point, you're spinning your wheels. Okay, where is it good enough? When do you stop and when do you move on? The competition's really great for that. And the motivation behind it, it just helps out.
But for a competition, these kids, they're in sports, they're doing all these things, so they understand what competition is and are able to get into that mindset better when there is something to work towards.
You're listening to TAPS Talk, a podcast from the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. My name is John Skies, and this is the sound of TAPS Orchestra. Solo and small ensemble music competitions are already in the books, and the 2023 Large Ensemble Music Championships are just around the corner. In this episode of TAPS Talk, we have selections from four competing orchestra programs at the 2022 Division I Championship. You'll also hear the directors of each of those programs talk about the pieces they selected for competition and about the role of competition in music education. So let's get started.
Hi, my name is Sarah Gachupin. I am the orchestra director at the Geneva School of Burney. Our program has doubled, or actually tripled in size in the past 2 years. So we have a lot of students who are staying in orchestra junior and senior year, which didn't happen before. And so we're able to play harder music because they're staying longer. We have 44 students performing. The first year I was here, we had 19. Just trying to get them ready for being on a stage in front of people. We tried to play in front of other people so that they would get used to that and get the jitters out as well. We played Furusato. We also played music from La La Land and Symphony No. 52 by Haydn. for Furusato, we just really wanted to have a beautiful piece that we could play for the judges, and something that was nice and slow as well. And then from La La Land, we really just wanted to have fun. That's the most important thing for us. Symphony No. 52 was a piece that we had listened to as a group 2 years ago, but were unable to attain that piece that year. So this piece was kind of on the back burner, but we were really excited to be able to do it this year. We had enough students to make it sound really great. Thank you. I think it gives the students something to strive for. If we were just playing for concerts and things like that, they tend to not get, I guess, the bug to practice as hard because they're just playing for their peers and their families. But for a competition, these kids, they're in sports, they're doing all these things, so they understand what competition is and are able to get into that mindset better when there is something to work towards.
That was Sarah Gachapin and her 2022 orchestra program from the Geneva School of Bernie. You heard selections from Furusato, music from the film La La Land, and Haydn's Symphony No. 52 in its entirety. Geneva came in fourth place in the 2022 competition. Up next, we have selections from the Brookhill School.
My name's Dr. Gardner. I'm the orchestra director at the Brookhill School in Bullard, Texas, just south of Tyler. This year, you know, is our first year fully back from COVID. You know, we had a little bit of kind of back, and got a great group, probably my best violins I've had in a while. But you know, with high school, there's always one section that's up and one that's down, but really nice little group. Our numbers are in the mid-20s, which for our size school is good numbers, and they played some pretty hard music. We started off with a relatively easy piece called Postcards from Russia, and then we played our hard UIL piece was Irish Tune by Granger, and then we finished up with an arrangement of Scheherazade, written by Rimsky-Korsakov, but arranged by Grusel. Well, the Irish tune I'd wanted to do for quite a while, I just didn't have the horses to do it, and I felt like I did this year. The Scheherazade was a surprise. I have a really stellar concertmaster. I mean, he's really good. And it's got some little solos in it. So I thought, you know, I would be dumb to stick with my plan I had in the summer when I've got this really good player. I need to switch and show him off because he is a senior. So that's why we picked that one. Seth Sagan. He is going to college. He did the tour of auditions. And basically it was to see who would pay him the most. He's that good that they're going to pay him. Everybody's paying him something. He hadn't decided if he's going to go into like medicine or performance, but he could do either one because he's, you know, rocket science smart. The hardest part was actually the room we're doing this interview in. This is the sight reading room. because most of them hadn't sight read before. You know, last year we didn't do it because it was virtual. Year before, it got canceled because of COVID. And then before that, we did it. But that was, so that would mean those people were seniors now. I guess they were sophomores. But so, yeah, this was, it was the scariest part for them. So sight reading is kind of like taking your car on a trip for the first time. You haven't been there before. So they put music in front of us that none of us have seen. They do give us a 10-minute period to look at it. And we talk through it, and we practice that back home in the orchestra room. But then you just play it. So there's no preparation. There's no even practice in the hard spots. You don't make any sound with your instrument. You can answer questions like that. So I love sight reading, but I had to learn to love sight reading as a, you know, college student. Moms and dads just will be happy if you play anything. Oh, that's my baby, you know. When we get out and compete, we know that we're getting people who actually know. So, yeah, they'll call us out. You know, the judges we get for TAPS aren't generally mean. They understand we're teaching and these are non-professionals. But they're going to call you out if you're out of tune, if you miss an entrance. And then the kind of unspoken thing that I really value is having the students hear other orchestras play. Because we're isolated. We're a private school in a small community just south of a medium-sized city. So when we come here, they get to hear other orchestra kids and see other orchestra kids. They listened. I had them listen to two groups this morning before we played, and then went to lunch and came and played. That's hugely important because sometimes you tell them, hey, you're doing really good, and they don't believe you. Or you need to step up your game because you need to be better than this. They don't believe you. And then they hear these other schools and go, okay, I do need to practice, or I have made progress.
That was Dr. Gary Gardner and his 2022 orchestra program from the Brook Hill School. You heard selections from Postcards from Russia, Irish Tunes by Granger, and an arrangement of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade in its entirety. That piece was arranged by Gruzel. Brook Hill came in third place in the 2022 competition. Up next, we have performance selections from Grace Community School.
Hi, my name is Jason Montier. I am the band director and the orchestra director at Grace Community School in Tyler, Texas. My orchestra played the Bloch Concerto Grosso, piano concerto, followed by Nunez's Deja Vu and Richard Meyer's Mantras. I'm never interested in getting the easy rating. I'm always interested in what's the next hardest piece so I can push the kids. I really enjoy playing very, very challenging literature. I enjoy seeing the kids when they play high quality literature and just really challenging stuff, and they do so well at it. I love watching the expression on their face. So we focused on growth, but we've focused on just really finding high quality stuff. We feel that that's a way that we can honor Christ and the gift that he's given us, is to really invest in that gift. And that investment means a lot of work, but I think it pays off long term because the kids really find some value in what they're doing. Well, the competition is really just a tool. We all need a motivation, and we would all love to say that in our programs, all of our kids are intrinsically motivated and they're just doing it for the joy of it. And that you do have some of those. I've had some students that the minute I cut class off, they're practicing for another half hour. The point of a competition is just to have that point on the calendar, that deadline where you're gonna say, okay, this is where it's gotta be ready by. And it motivates. You know, some of the kids are like, we want to maintain our streak. We've done six sweepstakes in a row. Those kids are a little bit more motivated to maintain a legacy that their school has created ahead of them to pass that on. Some kids have that legacy of, well, we got second place last year. We want to see if we can get first place. What do we need to do? They get the goal setting. And so it becomes something that both the students and the directors can work together and really plan out a year and keep you on track. Without some kind of point, you're spinning your wheels. Okay, where is it good enough? When do you stop and when do you move on? The competition's really great for that. And the motivation behind it, it just helps out. I love the competition. I've been around it now for 11 years. I think TAPS puts on a really great great competition here, always trying to find ways to make it better. And that's just what I really like about this. That my kids look forward to it every single year, knowing that there's high-quality programs here that they've got to go toe-to-toe with, and they've been able to come in and play incredibly difficult music to a standard that it's not watered down. When I first got hired at Grace, everybody was saying, oh, Grace is a pretty good orchestra, and then you had that qualifier for a private school. And getting the kids motivated for the TAPS competition, we put that qualifier away. It's a pretty good program, period. And both our orchestra and our band can go toe-to-toe with any public school of our size. And TAPS has evolved and gotten better and better and better over the last 12 years and really helped with that.
That was Jason Montier, band and orchestra director at Grace Community School in Tyler. You heard selections from Concerto Grosso by Bloch, Deja Vu by Nunez, and Mantras by Richard Meyer in its entirety. The Grace Community School Philharmonic finished in second place in the 2022 competition. We will close out this episode with our 2022 state champion orchestra from Regent School of Austin under the direction of B. Sterling Archer. You will hear each of their performance pieces in their entirety.
Hello, my name is B. Sterling Archer. I'm the orchestra director for Regent School of Austin. Our program this year, we have 19 students and our honor orchestra, and that's our top orchestra that we brought to contest this year for TAPS. Yeah, you know, I think you really want to make a program that's different, that's varied, so the judges can kind of hear the different kinds of skill set in the orchestra, and it's not all the same kind of piece. So the first piece, Amadeus, the finale for Mozart, it's a famous, one of his famous symphonies, and it has a lot of like fireworks and fast articulated passages with the bow and a lot of like shape of the line going louder, going softer. Our graded PML, prescribed music list piece, was the third movement from Benjamin Britten's simple symphony called Sentimental Sarabande, and that was a grade 5 piece. I wanted to do grade 5 since that's the hardest level music, and it's actually a piece that I did my senior year in high school, and it's a really beautiful, slow, musical, legato piece of music that's just beautiful. So I wanted something that was slow and had a really beautiful melody. Thank you. And the last piece was just kind of a fun one. It's called Fire in the Forge, and it's actually kind of like a speed metal piece. It's like a metal piece made for strings, and the kids really liked it. So we wanted to end it on something fun.
Thank you.
It was such a wonderful feeling to be back in person. In some ways, it was a little harder, you know, because it's stressful when you go to perform on stage and there's real live judges there and you have to go do sight reading. But we prepare, you know, we like to go, if we can, a couple weeks before, do like a little tour and play for nursing homes or assisted living centers and just kind of perform for people and get the jitters out as much as we can. Oh, it's, you know, it's a great value for these students. Stress is a good thing. The right kind of stress, like learning how to prepare and to execute something at a high level. I think it's a wonderful skill for life, because playing music at a high level and performing well, these skills, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And that's the highest of importance is to use our gifts to make something beautiful, to serve the world, to impact the world. But on a practical side too, these are skills that are going to carry on in their life. Anything that requires precision, this prepares you for it in a way that nothing else I feel can. I think in a way even different than sports.
That was B. Sterling Archer, orchestra director from the Regent School of Austin at the 2022 TAPS Spring Music Championships. You heard Mozart's Amadeus, followed by the third movement from Benjamin Britten's Sentimental Sarabande, and Fire in the Forge by Ted Allen. You can hear more recordings from last year's performances on our SoundCloud page. Visit soundcloud.com/tapstalk and click on Albums. You will also see recordings from our vocal music competitions and marching band and field band competitions in the fall. We'll have recordings of this year's performances also on SoundCloud a few weeks after the final day of competition. You can see photos of our music competition on our Smug Mug page. Just visit taps.biz/photos. Recordings of the 2022 TAPS Orchestra performances by David Middleton. Special thanks to B. Sterling Archer, Dr. Gary Gardner, and Sarah Guccipin for taking the time to talk with me last year. We'd like to do a version of this for our large ensemble choir performances this year. If you're a choir director and want to talk about your program and the pieces you chose to perform, look for the guy with the microphone and all the cameras at this year's championship. TAPS Talk is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for TAPS. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Huhulin is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicki Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the TAPS office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Thank you for listening.